WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. One, two, one, two. Here we go. Here we go. About to start the show. Everybody sit back, relax. And prepare to have your mind blown. Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. See who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
Mm. I love you all so much.
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Most of the time. How's everybody doing? I hope you are doing well. And today is a very, very special day. As you know, this is the birthday of the King, our King, Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I've been thinking about this and the way things have been going and the way people do things. They will be having paintings of Martin in about 100 years, and he will have blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm just saying. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. I hope everybody's doing well. Let me know that you're here. If you're watching on Facebook, please, please, please move over to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. Facebook will be cutting me off. That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. For those of you who watch and listen regularly, please let me know what you thought of the new intro. So, yeah, I've been doing my creative stuff recently, and just want to know what you thought. Just so that you know, WJBR is not like any other radio station. It's an internet radio station, which even when we're not broadcasting, we're broadcasting. You can find us on your podcasting station, whatever podcast station you like to use. Look up WJBR Internet Radio. We are fully licensed by Live 365, and it covers music in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC in Canada through SOSAC and ReSound, and the UK through PPL and PRS for music. So, yes, you know, if you're going to play people's music, make sure they credit for it, money for it. And that's how you do it. Got to get a license. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, we're waiting for my homie to come through, Terezi Poo. And when she gets here, we will sit down and chat with her. In the meanwhile, I'm feeling like a little music. Let's do it.
All that pain drove me nearly insane. you come home, I will be gone. Lady, lady, tonight, and God of mine, I'll be alright. I'll be the light.
And when you turn on the radio and you hear a voice, you know that you made her choice.
It's
in another love song, but who done you wrong? Man, she's talking about, she gotta roll out, 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 she
Leslie Poole, what it do?
What's happening? Oh, yeah. What's happening?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, too. Oh, okay. I see what's going on. You know, I'm bugging. I wake up, sometimes I just wake up and I have too much going on. What was that? It closed off.
Oh, shoot.
Put it back? Yeah. Saturday, yeah, 11-11, wow.
Those are those angel numbers.
You know that's right. So we have a caller on the line. So let's just take the call. 5086, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Sage Gallen. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
In his radio voice.
I love you guys so much. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm so happy to see your beautiful faces and see the family in the chat. Misty, how you doing, sweetheart? I don't know who produced that, but it was interesting.
Wyclef John. And it was LaBelle, actually. I believe this was their last recording together.
Nice.
I think so. I'm not really sure. It's the last one that I know of. Let's put it that way.
All right. That's interesting. I dig it. And I just wanted to call in to thank everyone for supporting my new music video, The Dangers of I Love You. I'm very happy about that, and I'm very excited to share new music with you guys coming up soon.
Awesome.
Now, you know what about that video, Sage? Did you email it to me? Or
I did.
You did.
Oh.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to see if I can pull it up and play it before the show is over.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you, baby. Hey,
if I'm able to do that, I will definitely do that because it kind of reminded me, and I know that I'm going to say we possibly are in mixed company, and our producers don't like me to really discuss this openly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
But, and actually, I don't see him on today, so.
Yes. He's but, always lurking, though.
This is true. And so, with that being said, I won't say the name of whom I'm talking about.
Okay.
But the song and the video reminds me of a long-standing relationship that I've had for over 40 years with a certain singing diva.
Uh-oh. Over 40 years, certain singing diva.
Yes. I know nobody can guess who that is, but that song, it just reminds me of that relationship, The Dangers of Love.
Wow.
And as I was watching the video, honestly, I am straight up telling you the truth. I was like, you know, it's like an unrequited love. Yet, it is a love story, and it is a relationship that goes beyond and above all relationships. It's just very nice. It's very good. I just made it personal. When it touches you in a personal place, Sage, that's when you know.
Thank you, Duane. Thank you, Vivi. You know, it was interesting when I wrote that poem, The Dangers of I Love You. And, you know, thinking about relationships, regardless as to what their relationship is or with what it is, with what it, whom, with whomever it is, you know, there's a certain element of vulnerability that we attach ourselves to when it comes to loving someone. And then when you reflect on that and realize that that person or substance doesn't love you back, because it has a lot of different references. And, you know, it gets to the realization when you think, you know, the dangers of I love you is giving yourself, and when you still love, when you still care, but you know you have to leave. You know, when you still have emotions and attachments to that thing, person, place, whatever, but you know you have to leave just because you have to love yourself more. And that was really what the song is about. And I was very blessed to work with a very talented young man named Marcus Lashby, who wrote, directed, and edited the video, which was a lot of fun. So you can check it out on my StageGal and YouTube channel if you are interested in. And I hope it does touch people. I hope it does resonate. Another shameless plug in this, you know, this is on delay, so I'm going to have to hear your voice. There's this awesome new club opening up in Newark. Very, very soon. Huh?
Yes.
I want everyone to be aware that there's this awesome, extraordinary, and beautiful new joint opening up in Newark really soon. More information to be announced. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
He just had to do that. He couldn't hold it in.
Love you, baby.
I couldn't hold it in.
Thank
so
you,
Sage.
He's always been a ball of fire, Joy.
Thank you.
Definitely, definitely.
We're all looking forward to that. We have another caller.
Hey, awesome.
8882 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Dodge, your CEO, calling from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. Happy Saturday to you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you today?
Happy Saturday.
I'm good. Yeah, I had to kick my day off with the brunch of the basement. I'm an avid listener for many, many years.
Well, we appreciate that. You know we appreciate that. How have you been? Last time you called in, you said you had suffered a stroke or two.
Yeah, I did, but I'm just getting back going. You know, I'm easing into it. Michael Jordan, one of the greatest players that ever played the game, but once he had the flu, he got sick. He slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's a great balance, you know, Michael Jordan. That's a great balance.
Amen. Yeah, I'm out here working with God and about to make it happen. So I'm easily about to tell people to come to the show. I always do.
Well,
it's
thank
very
you
important.
So much. Yes, we appreciate your support, always.
Amen. I appreciate you, too. Thank you for holding it down for so many years. You have a great day. I'm going to be here, though. I'm going
all right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Aww.
Yeah, good people, good people. You know, it's funny. I think I had mentioned last week that I started back the gospel show on Sunday evenings, and I was pleasantly surprised. A caller named George called in.
George.
Yes, okay. George. And George used to be a consistent and listener on the gospel show. He would never listen on Saturdays. That was not his thing. But he was always there. He would call in. Just a lovely man. You know, that show was very interesting back when I first started doing it, because I would get the darndest calls, always positive. But I remember one call in particular, this guy who said he was a farmer from Arkansas.
A farmer? Interesting.
And I'm telling you, he sounds as sounds like a person that he sounded like a person that if we had met or whatever, we would not be likely friends. Like not a person that you would look at and say, oh, you know, this is somebody I would have something a lot in common with. But when he called into the show and we started talking, the real common denominator was just love of humankind and understanding our, like my understanding is that honesty and love rules the day. You know, like if we could just get to a point where we're honest and you know, just loving, that was a nice connection. So I appreciated that doing that podcast for that reason. Like it connected, it reached audiences, different audiences. And then some of them would end up listening on Saturdays as well. So it went both ways and it just broadened the scope. And so I feel like I'm probably back mentally in a place where I can do that show again. So
yay.
Yeah, Sunday evening shout, gospel music and uplift, not just gospel, but uplifting, spiritual, encouraging music. Like some of the songs that Mo did, you might hear, you know, Faith, Mariah, you know, that right. Sometimes they just veered and did something uplifting. Yeah, mm-hmm. Something from the spirit, you know. Mm-hmm. And I have to, I every time I get ready to tell you, you know, and please let Monifa know, I always hear in the back of my mind when the one time I asked you, could you please tell Monifa da da da, and you said,
you know, you do have your own relationship with her.
So it's just easier because I see you every week to tell you to ask her. I don't, you know. But every time I get ready to say it, I'm like, I hear you. You know, you do have your own relationship. So that
you know, but it's funny. It's like, and that's just not you, that people do that all the time. I'm like,
don't you have her number?
You know. And these are people that are close. Oh, tell Mo I said. Or they'll call me with both numbers in their phone. They'll call me to tell Mo. I'm like, do you? And then you know what she'll say? She goes, I'll just wait for him to call me. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't get it.
Yep.
I understand it because it's funny and people do it, but, you know.
So I have to
reprogram, huh?
Yeah, reprogram.
Yeah, because I know that she's funny with her phone. Like it may be she'll be two doors away, and the phone will be somewhere charging or in her pocketbook, one of many, or don't remember which pocketbook you put the phone in. I understand people will call
me.
But
you know what? I wouldn't be quick to call. I'm not quick to call people unless. Unless I think people are, you know, like unless it's something urgent or something long-winded, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a great texter. So but I would be quicker to text a message like the message that I actually have for her, which is, hey, Mo, when you gonna get with that spiritual CD you've been promising, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like that, a little nudge in that direction, you know, so I mm-hmm. will text that to her. I will text that to her, but I'm not going to call to say that. No, I'll tell you, I'll ask you to please tell her that I said, you know.
Oh, she's actually working on quite a few things that do this, you know. And in retrospect, it's probably great that she waited because this other thing she's working on, manifesting, goes it fits in, you know. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, publicly, if you understand this, you know, you know, God's in charge of everything, man, at the end of the day, you know. And even in timing, sometimes when you, you know, I was just driving back and I'm like this, trying to get, I was like, you know, don't get in trouble doing this. Just chill and get there, you know.
Yeah, because there ain't no rush. Ain't no rush. We going to wait for you.
Trying to get around folk. But, you know, sometimes, you know, like I tell Mo when she's doing her crazy driving sometimes, I'm like, sometimes God could put that slow driver in front of you on purpose.
To slow you down. To
slow you down from whatever you can't see.
Yep.
Big head dummy, you know, yep. And it's just slow it down. You know, you honking on or I'm honking on somebody because it's like ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
Or stop. What are you racing for?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So. And who knows what is ahead that
exactly.
could be getting moved out of your way, you know? So since you know, I never actually do this, but since you were a little tardy, which was good, because, you know, because that's what it was supposed to be. And, yeah, I want to show you the new intro to
Ooh.
See what you think of it. It's not really new, but you know, what I had been doing, is showing the same outros as intros. So I thought we needed an intro that it, even though it can change, you know, from week to week, you know, with putting different faces or whatever in it, but it needs to clearly be more of an intro, I think. So anyway, make it more of an intro, but I just want all of our information from the jump. Anyway, here it is. You. Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just the first thing that
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Well, at least we try.
How many seconds is that?
The entire video?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is about a minute and something.
Okay.
I think it's just, I can tell you exactly in a moment. If I could bring up the right thing, but
is that something you can text?
Yeah, I think I can text it to you. I can email it to you, certainly.
Text works better for what I want to do with it.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay. I will. Yeah. It is 1 minute and 11 seconds.
Perfect. Yeah.
I mean, I can shorten it.
No. Leave it where it is. It's good. 111.
One. Yo, what you showed me a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
All ones, right?
Mhm.
What is that? What is it?
Mhm. Cool.
Yep. Digging it. What did y'all think of the intro, by the way? And what were you gonna say? So.
I had my head like a little under the rock this last week, but. You know, stuff is stirring. So I figured, you know what, I'll ask Silky about that. I literally said that. because I was getting ready to try to focus on it, and my brain just wouldn't give me any. So I was like, oh, I'll ask Lookie about that, because I know she probably does. And I said that. Real talk. So what is this stuff buzzing around Kamala now, Madam President, Vice President?
Which thing? The thing where they're saying that in 2024, it's not going to be Joe and Kamala. It's going to be Joe and Liz Cheney, which she says, I ain't studying that. That's what she said. I'm not sure which thing, because I've been too focused on what has been. Whatever that is, that's a distraction. Whatever that is. Ain't nothing going on except that she has been more visible these days.
Good.
She was in Georgia this week with the president, touting the need for the voting rights to be done now.
Okay.
She has been doing a lot more interviews. I've seen her with, and this is going to kill me because the woman is so fine. I can't think. Kerry Washington interviewed her. I didn't look at the whole thing. But mostly it's what she's been talking about anyway is voting rights. The sidebar stuff.
Distractions.
You know, I have to say this. I just want to get this out there, that there are, during every period of our history, there's always at least one, but there's usually sets of people of color, black people, who work against their own interest. Just like there are sets of white people that do that. There's a whole big 33% of the country that's doing that right now. But if you look at, I don't know, did you have a chance to look at the Emmett Till, the first piece of that?
I did not.
Okay, but in it, there's a black man that kind of sets Emmett up, that lets the white people know where he is. That's where that Uncle Tom thing came from. There was always a black person infiltrating and kind of helping the white folks to lynch the black people. You know what I'm saying? That the white folks found to be dangerous. Or you know, like, perfect. There's also a mental illness that, you know, sometimes when people have mental illness, they fall into that thing too. Like some recent stuff where the black woman who was just working at the polls as, you know, an election official was really threatened and you know, by black people. It was a black woman that came to her on behest, allegedly, of a black man to tell her, you better say that you rigged the election or else they're coming for you, knowing that they were coming for her anyway, you know, like knowing that the white people had set it up. When I say white people, I'm talking about orange people, but you know,
yeah,
you know, it's but there's always these black people that do that. And with that, I'm gonna say, I'm saying that to say, not that anybody is perfect. Nobody ever was perfect. Nobody ever will be perfect.
Right.
But and this is just my opinion. Kamala's agenda, at least what she's saying, I don't know what's in her mind. I don't live there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what she's saying and what she's doing physically and what she's working on appears to be voters' rights right now. Okay.
Okay.
So anything that's contrary to that, that's talk, that's a distraction to me.
I believe that, actually. I believe that. And I think my biggest and probably only issue was that we have broken the fourth wall on so many exchanges in this country, particularly with how media goes, right? So basically, you can say what you want. Keep it within context. You don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we are long gone from the days of Walter Cronkite.
Oh, yeah.
And I do understand, having worked for many damage control entities. But that same sassy, we want you because we think you can do the job, kick ass. Oh, no, you didn't. Woman running for vice president needed to show up. Now, I also understand that Washington is a beast, basically, and it's smoke and mirrors up in abundance. And a lot of times, you know, what this country still ain't ready for, and, you know, I don't want to speak in entities, what white folk ain't ready for, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Let's just be crystal clear. They do not want to share anything with black, brown, or any other entity, you know. And given that, the appearance of such, you know, still turns the heads and or the noses of a certain particular person in power, let's say that. But we are all people of power. And I think when we stay in our lane and exercise our power, i.e. voting, i.e. speaking truth to power, that's a big part of it, because I don't necessarily consider it a call out, but a call in, you know, meaning it's okay. It's almost like saying, it's okay, sis, we got your back. Just do you, because that's where you thrive. You don't thrive in their sticky, messy, deceitful game that's continuously. You thrive with the people. You know, I think that's why former President Obama was so popular, because he picked a lane or the appearance of such and got 8 years in office because he was the people's president,
mm-hmm.
You know? And when we have a representative that's a people's president, or when you say things that the people want to hear, you know, and not just black and brown folk, but there's a lot of folks on the same, you know, plane. As I watch the threat of and probably inevitable recession, and, you know, and you think about what this is, it's like a rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
of you create something, it affects the world. You sell us the cure, allegedly. You go right back to inflation and half folks can't eat in this country. You know, the school systems, when you start talking about everything, it's like, and then you see where they're putting the money. And I'm not talking about, you know, what Biden just did or any of that. I'm just talking about
military and
about, yeah,
pharmaceuticals. And
yes. Insurance companies. Like,
yeah.
when you really think, and they cannot exist without us. So when we decide, when the people united, you know, and I know that it, you know, that's the phrase, but it's not in vain, because the people united can never be defeated. If we wanted to stop some shit, we could do it. When you see other countries that are in the streets protesting and changes are happening, like, we're not going to say it's not without backlash. We know it's going to be resistance on every level, but we got to decide. We got to pick a poison. Because you cannot stay neutralized at this point. And whatever you need to get your armor ready for yourself first and then for the rest of the world, I'm here for it. Therapy, every modality available of therapy, you know, just things, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to, yes, I agree, Ms. Matthews, the parasites need to feed off the people. when the people stop or when I come to the aid of someone that's being fed off of and help and support and draw attention to it, we all have this thing called social media. And it ain't so social. Here's why. Because businesses are using it to measure things. They're using it to still sell to us. When we start using that to spread messages the same way we did on the Underground Railroad, they in trouble.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that does some disservice, like, you know, and you know what? I'm going to say somebody needs to create. Fuck it. I'm going to create it. I know what I'm going to do.
Do it.
I know what I'm going to do. You know, for years, and this, you know, there's always a body of people that like to review and govern things as if they have the authority to make, I'm going to do it. I'll follow up with y'all on that. It just fell in my spirit.
I love it. I want to say specifically to Courtney Coffee. Courtney Coffee, watching on Facebook right now. Please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. Like, subscribe, and watch the show from there. That's where we're streaming. Facebook has the tendency to cut us off. So if you can, and thank you for the saying it was a great intro. I appreciate that. And for your comments. But I cannot put your comments up because you did it on Facebook. And Ms. Matthews said you have such a cool name. Courtney Coffee. And she's a cool person, too.
I just got a text from Bees. Bees, you know who you are. And this is how I'm feeling today. She's like, Therese, what are you doing with your hair? What's going on with you? Like, what's happening?
Actually, I was sitting here thinking that you look lovely.
Thank you.
You look simply wonderful to me. Like, you just look like this is the real me.
Listen.
This is Team Therese today. Okay? I dig it.
Yeah. This one is just being turkey spice. I don't know why. But, you know, either way, I'm going to come into the room me every time.
There you go.
I feel no way about it, and she knows that. That's why I laugh.
Yeah.
I like it pulled in the back. Such a cool weekend look. Chilling. Aw.
Yeah. So today is also the birthday of the king. Today is Martin Luther King's birthday.
What's your favorite thing about Martin Luther King?
My favorite thing?
If you can have one favorite.
Just the fact that I think it encompasses all that he did, which is that he stood up for what he believed in and didn't fall for nobody's bullshit. He was young. Yes.
You know how young Martin Luther King was?
He was 44 when he died.
Yes.
And in his 30s when, you know, he changed the world.
26 he started.
Yeah. And he knew. Oh, right, 39. You know what? I'm such an idiot. Let me just tell you why the number 44 came up in my mind.
Why?
I shouldn't even say it.
Uh-oh.
I was, y'all gonna think I'm, okay, she's an idiot. I'm just getting over an illness, okay? I was thinking of Billie Holiday. I don't know why she's, like, lingering in my head today. She was 44 when she died. Martin was 39. Thank you so much.
Look, they're right on it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I love. I love, love, love you for this, Miss Matthews. Thank you.
He and Malcolm X. She's correct. He and Malcolm X. 39.
so true, Therese. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Sandra.
You know what? I think natural is the way to go. Is this Miss Courtney? Courtney Coffey, is this you? Yep, it is. It surely is. Yes.
Awesome.
Welcome. Welcome. Now, you know, every week on Saturdays, 11 to 1 p.m., this is where we are. And Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9.
Chill.
And yes, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. So I forgot what I was saying. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I was saying.
It does.
It wasn't urgent.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Ah, yes. Standing up for what he believed in so he didn't fall for anybody's bullshit and for being worthy of the bullet that got him.
Mm. Mm.
You know, they could have shot him just because he was black, just a black, regular black guy, just a black guy. They could have shot him because he was a pastor. He could have just stayed in the church and whispered his sermon. He could have, you could think things and not say them out loud because you're afraid of the bullet coming to get you. He could have just marched and been quiet. Or sat in his living room and talked about how terrible segregation was. Mm-mm.
Or at the kitchen table.
At the kitchen table. He went out there when the movement needed someone in the forefront, as dangerous as it was. And it's a shame that executing your First Amendment right is so
threatening
and dangerous. You should not fear death just for speaking your mind and walking in your truth.
Oh, but people do.
You know, the things at this very moment, and I'm gonna tell you now, there is still a plot to overturn the government and turn this into an autocratic system. And there are some people that are kowtowing to the orange guy because they were promised a position in the next rendition of this country we call America.
Jeez.
I think this is what I think. This is the only thing I can imagine. Like, what is that? These people are crazy. You know, but
we didn't just find that out either.
Yeah, yeah, no. We didn't just find this out. But there's this, look, if this AG, this attorney general, does not blow this whole thing up that they did and are trying to continue to do you know that, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to assume I'm the only one watching the news, but in case nobody, you know, really has been caring about that and watching, because it's all over the news, that there were some Republicans in states that were supposed to be, you know, that states that were red that turned blue. There were Republicans that signed their own, that they made their own electorates. Their own electoral college, they signed certifications, and they actually sent it to the Senate saying that their state, they're representing their state. That is the most...
Can't make this shit up. It's like the rules you make, you break them. The rules you make, you want other people to stick by them holy grail, and you turn around and break them every 5 minutes. And at this point, like I said, we're 5 seconds away from saying, fuck your rules. We're 2 seconds from saying, fuck your job. And we got no more time to be led astray. I think that the most feared thing is an independent thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, you know, and we have to learn how to continue to, well, I'm not going to say learn. I'm going to say we have to continue to impress upon the importance of being independent thinkers and not being challenged or afraid of someone who thinks differently than you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have a thought or something you believe in and it can be easily affected by someone who does not think the same thing, then your thought ain't all that. It's just not all that. It's another way of saying just work on your argument.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be different. It's okay to be. And in answer to, do you think he was going to be assassinated? Absolutely. I think he knew that there was a great deal of risk that was associated with talking about Martin Luther King.
Oh, he absolutely knew they were coming for him.
Oh, sure. And he knew stepping out there that it was going to be a trial, a baptism by fire, you know?
That's a big reason why he said, you know, I may not make it there with you, but I'm not concerned with that now. A lot of accounts by the people who were in his circle is that he started getting paranoid. You know, like he had the jumps because he knew they were coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
But still he went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, mm-hmm. I already been to the mountaintop. That's true, the mountaintop. I wanna play something for y'all for our Yes, brave man, being worthy of the bullet that was coming to get him. He earned, and don't take this the wrong way when I say he earned that bullet. What I mean is that he became so detrimental to their way of being. He made such a change. He made so much noise. He got into the minds of the consciousness of the Americans and beyond. See, it's more than just America. He got into their pockets. That's what they care about, too.
Did you notice which particular, out of all of the speeches he had done and out of all of the things that he did and said, when he started talking about economics?
Oh, yeah.
Game off.
Yep.
Game off.
Yep.
What's the sentiment? Cash moves everything around, Jerry. And right now is a hotbed for that, you know, the hotbed. You have to. It has never been more prime time of a time in society where we have not been able to generate money in so many different modalities of doing it at this very moment in time, right now, that we will not have back again.
Absolutely. Let me just play this for y'all.
Cool.
You know, several years ago, I was in New York City. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. The minute black woman came up, the only question I heard from her was, "You Martin Luther King?" And I said, "Yes." The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. After my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. One of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961. We decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962. The Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, roused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. Like anybody, I would like to live. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. In these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be.
I had to, you know, I thought about cutting off the end, but I thought it was, you know, the people who created the video needed to get the appropriate due, and therefore, that's how they wanted to end it, and it's their video.
So, yes, Ms. Coco, that speech was delivered right before his death the following day. And honestly, it was like a, I don't care. I know you're coming. I don't care. I know you're coming. Mm-hmm. I'm still going. I'm not fearful of you. And it's walking through your fears. And of course, he was an eloquent orator. So, you know, he said, basically, his eyes have seen the coming of the Lord. And he is not afraid of whatever's coming. And that's it. So, you know, I believe he did know. And, yes, his legacy is everything. Absolutely, yes. You know.
Yes.
And he's a man, but he, you know, this was done at a time when this country, you know, we are certainly not there anymore. Like, you ain't literally turning on hoses on us. There are other things going on though, and our mindsets are different, because according to what the powers that be wanted for us, it was certainly not this in 2022 rather. You know, so we just have to keep going and keep moving, you know, because it's just not over until we are treated like our black and brown brothers and sisters across the globe are treated with equal respect in every lane possible. And I say respect and beyond, because, you know, of course, there's so many facets under that. But it starts with respecting the human being enough to understand our power and all of the things above, so that we are able to continue to support this country in ways that are fruitful. We also need to come to terms with how powerful we are, you know, on a lot of levels. Because this is not this. Come on, this is generations of generations and decades of work being done against us, even knowing who we are as a people. It's not an easy thing to undo the mindsets of folk. You know, this was a plan of action that occurred generations ago that have filtered in and jumped on the self-esteem, you know, of kings and queens in this country that we need to get back, and we need to start with ourselves and do whatever it takes to shed the generational traumas that come with that. Yes. You know, because we are essentially our brothers and sisters keepers, you know, because they're not going to do it for us. We got to fix it.
Absolutely. But you know what, Misty, I have to differ. I disagree with you on this thing that saying that we haven't moved in over 60 years. The reason why white folks are losing their minds right now, because we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the things that are going on are going on. When they saw that black man swear himself in as the president of the United States, they started losing their minds. And when he won a second term, it was over. It was over. They put in the biggest con man that could alter the minds of even the best well-meaning folks.
I didn't care who they threw in there. It was like, yep. Anybody?
Yep. Anybody with KKK affiliation, you know, mindset, and yeah, and they are doing everything that they can to revoke the vote, because when we get together and we turn red states blue, that's what we did. They are trying to revoke the rights that we have. And because we utilized that vote is why what we weren't doing before was actually going out to vote. And now that we actually are going out to vote, they want to revoke it in different states. And that's why we are where we are. Healthcare?
Thank you. Listen,
I don't think it's more racist. It's always been racist, ain't?
Yeah. Well, we know that money follows race. Where there's more money, I think that's the thing. You know, the 60s versus now, there's quite a bit more money in this land of ours. So anywhere you see money, you're going to see racism. Anywhere you see money, you're going to see sexism. Anywhere you see money, you're going to see inequality and inequity. You're going to see it. So yes, it may be more because there is more, and when there's more, you know, more money, more problems. We know it on a grassroots level. You know that, you know, the people who will pay for the insurrection are poor and lower class middle white folks and people who are trying to live without planning mansions, cushy jobs, and resorts. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. That I think what they're going to, I don't know. Let me not, but I don't trust any of the politicians. I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats or liberal. Independents. It doesn't matter to me what their affiliation is, but I think they're gonna try to do some backdoor wheeling and dealing and stuff like that, and we'll never know of a lot of things.
No, there's just, it's again, it's just too much money. And unfortunately, people can be bought, you know, now, not everybody, but people can be bought, and they barter. If not bought, bartered, you know, and if not bartered, you're negotiating. And if not negotiating, you straight up telling lies. So it's kind of, and you know this before you go. And the thing is, everybody's got a savvy tongue. Very.
Yeah.
The words already got the canned answer to what you're saying because it's been asked before. And the more you do something, the better you get out of knowing when it's coming, knowing how to circumvent it, to stay back on your agenda where what you need them to think. That's a like, oh, you can throw things at me, but if I'm only interested in swimming, you hit me with a can, ouch, that affected my stroke. Everything is related to swimming. And you, for someone not so savvy, or if you just listen from the outskirts, you'll hear that the oil roads is going to lead back to whatever agenda they are pushing.
Yep.
Period. You know.
And you know what? This is so true. Economics and financial literacy should be the focus, because no one will listen to you unless it affects them personally. It's so amazing how self-focused we are.
I was talking with my cousin the other day, and we were reminiscing about growing up in Tennessee. Now, she was there full-time. I was there part-time. But nonetheless, it was the same house, you know. And when she got to this particular home, she was younger. This was the family house, and she was a lot younger growing up in it. I would come for the summers and long breaks. So the women that she met that raised us, basically, were younger. I caught them when they were seniors. By the time I was able to focus and pay attention to what was happening, you know, when you're a kid, you're not really focused on anything but what's in front of you. But when I, you know, hit my 11, 12-year-old age, then I started to pay attention to some of the things that were going on. And we were sharing the beauty in it, as we were sharing some of the same stories and how women that were that raised us also picked cotton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering their hands and their stories and their and what they were able to teach, and the idea that they purchased land and a property, and you know, but it was always about connecting together, you know. There were four women, and all of their husbands preceded them in death. So what they decided to do is, as opposed to stay separate, they came together, moved from Georgia to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And when they did that, they purchased land and a property, and that became the family's headquarters, so to speak, you know. But in the generations that flowed through that household, in the communities, and I think we had Jane Elliott on the show, that is also where I met C.T. Vivian, you know, because came through the door. You know, some of them even marched with King and did things, but it was certainly about community in a space and power. And even though they were seniors, some were older, some were younger, they knew how to organize, you know. You would have, like, if they wanted bulbs up on the block, bulbs it was. It didn't matter if they had to do it. So then you'd come down the street one day and everybody's house was lit for bulbs. So they were later to learn that there were messages in those bulbs. Because certain colors represented certain things.
Yeah.
In that time of keeping each other safe. Didn't know that as a kid. I just said, oh, everybody's bulb is white. Nice. Oh, everybody's bulb is red. Nice. Messages.
Yeah.
So people can find a way.
Yep. The whole thing with a light in the window, candle. Remember back during the Underground Railroad, candles, a lit candle in the window was a safe home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have, yes, see, Miss Matthews is on it. We do have a way to communicate with one another and to, but the thing is, there's always these people who they go and they tell, you know, there's always one.
Well, that's just the nature of history. They're going to be there, you know. We have to expect them, invite them in to have lunch, because they're going to be there one way, shape, or another. We just have to make sure that everybody focuses on that person, not being you.
Right.
You know? But we know they're going to be there, and we have to see them, expect them, make peace with it, and still continue, not use the distractions as a reason to stop. We have to you pray for the power of discernment, so that we do see them when they're coming and not have them at our kitchen table. How's that?
Yeah.
Because that's a hard one, too.
Let's take a call. 0620 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from? Did you not want to speak?
Yes, Felice? This is Ruth. Hello.
That's my grandma, y'all. Hey, Grandma. She said, this is Ruth.
I'm the
Hello,
Ruth.
My darling. I enjoy your program very much. I love
Happy
that
New
you
Year,
all explaining things. Hello, my darling. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and I'm glad that you be happy and safe and try to take care of yourself in all of this confusion we got here. We do all do the best we can. Pray, pray, pray. Never stop praying and taking good care of yourself with this virus and everybody, everything. You got to watch yourself and everybody else.
So, Grandma,
take care of yourself and take care of us.
Grandma,
what?
I know you don't mind at this point that I tell everybody your age, right?
No, I know you tell the world my age. I'm the only one.
All right.
But I'm
so
thankful. I'm thankful. Getting old isn't easy, but how sweet it is, and I'm thankful. Thank God every day.
Amen. So for those of you who don't know, my grandmother is now 100 years old. And within a couple of short months, she will be 101. So, Grandma, I know your perspective, my grandmother's perspective, is a little different than what we see on television in terms of what this country has gone through and what the Black experience has been. Because my grandmother will tell you that when they called her the N-word, she called them whitey. You know, she was never afraid and never, you know, that, you know, what you got for me, I got for you. But there are some people who believe that we have not come a long way in the last, let's just say, 60, 70 years. What do you think, Grandma?
I think we've come a long way. First of all, with me, I've never, ever worried about my color. Like you said, call me black, I call you white. I don't care, it just made any difference because color's something. In the Bible, there's nothing in the Bible that said Negro, nigger, or white man. It's a word made to make us black people feel inferior. That N-word is not cute, it's not funny, it's not endearing. You are flesh and blood, man. God made all of us in the image of him. Man, man. Everybody's a man. Nothing in the Bible said nothing but a man in the image of God. That's how I live, that's how I feel, and that's how everybody should think. And you be the best you can be, whoever you are, with whatever you have. Looking to the right, being spiritual, helping yourself, helping others, being respectful. Do the best you can. Take care of yourself. And with this virus, it's a wake-up call, I say. It's for people that don't care about nobody, don't know nothing, don't think nothing, don't have no intelligence. People that are ignorant and will always be ignorant and hate. Hate and jealousy is a terrible thing. Terrible thing. We are all human beings, and all we need is to be, to think about who you are, what you are, where you come from, and where you're going. And where you going? Like, I never will forget. I heard this thing from Maya Angelou. She said, we rise. I didn't know anything. I hadn't heard the rest. The other day I looked at television and her picture was there. And it said, part of her poem. It said, you beat me, you kicked me, you stomped me, you killed me. But I'm like air. I rise. And black people should always remember that. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do in the right direction, doing the right thing. Work hard. Get a good education. Young people, listen to old people because they have something to tell you. Don't think you know it all. Everybody got to listen to people. And you listen, you will learn. And I'm going to shut my mouth before I overtalk myself. And God bless you all.
Grandma, I think you're doing a great job. I think you're doing a great job.
I do the best I can with what I know. And I've learned a lot. That people are people all over the world. That some people will never change, but there's more people. There's more good people than bad. There's more good children than bad. You don't hear about the good children. You always hear about the bad. You always hear about the bad people. You don't hear nothing about these good people. We have some good people. And we, more of us got to stand up and be counted because we are good people. And like the wake-up call, this virus is a wake-up call for people that's going in the wrong direction, hating people, jealous of people, don't like people, mean people, all kinds of people. When this virus is over, when some of the people that have died in their families, the people they know, people who don't speak to people, I've been living here 20 years. I don't know nobody. I don't speak to nobody in my building. I don't know nobody. I don't go in nobody's house. Or listen, when this is over, you can say, hello there, how are you? Oh, hello. When this is over, you'll be so thankful to God that he let you live and see another day. Be thankful, not so mean and hateful and jealous. Have a little integrity. All I can do is I learned a lot when that black man became a president, and it didn't make a black by itself or a white by itself. He made a half white and half black man a president. That should have told us a story. That people are people. You can't say he was black, can't say he was white. In fact, he was such a man, he never went on that thing. He never said, my mama's white, my mama's white. Like most men, he ain't said nothing. He just kept on saying he's a man and he was a president and he did a good job. No, nothing flimicking about him and his family. He came up after 8 years with a clean slate because had he been anything with the money a certain party spent to find out dirt on him, they never found nothing because there was nothing dirty to find about him. He came out clean, him, his wife, his family. Beautiful wife, well-loved all over the world because she was from a fine family. Not rich, no money, hard-working, educated. And I'm going to get off of this, and you're going to take it from there. I love
thank
this guy.
You, Grandma. Love you, too.
Yeah. I'm telling you, thank God for people like you, Javon, that's trying to your best to wake, have an awareness on your little program so people will wake up and try to be the people that God wants us to be.
Absolutely. Thank you, Grandma. I got a picture of us up from when we were in Virginia when I was a little kid. About 13 or something like that, 12 or 13, and you came down to Virginia. Peggy Miller's on the line said, I love you, Grandma.
and you know you, my darling Peggy. God bless you always. Always asking about you.
Yes.
Always. You stay safe and healthy and take care of yourself, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
These some busy times right now. Everybody got to take care of yourself, and to take care of yourself means you take care of others. Wearing your mask, washing your hands, stay away from people that don't wear masks. You just got to take care, do exactly what the doctors and they all tell you to do. And we'll come through this because this will be over when it's over.
Absolutely.
It came for a reason, and it's going to go.
Exactly. Everything passes, right?
Yeah, this is a wake-up call for us evil, mean, ignorant people that don't care nothing about nobody but themselves to wake up and learn something.
Yeah, well,
and
let's
this
see.
Is it. So when this is over, more people going to be so thankful to be alive than ever. People that only think my way or hit the highway, It's not all about you. It's about God's family, God's children, and it's right and wrong. It's right and wrong. Either you're right or you're wrong. And
that's
God's
true.
Way is always the right way. No question about it. I try to live the right way. I don't hate nobody. Don't talk about nobody. I'm not mad with nobody. I don't even hate the enemy. And when I'm a little girl, they call me black, I call them white. So that's what else we going to say. They call me black, I call them white. You know what I mean? You call me this, I call. And that's the end of that. What else can you do? I'm not an arguing, hating, grudging, living in misery, hating. For too much hating, jealousy in the world. Get over it. Try to be friendly and respectful and pay attention to your poor neighbor. Say good morning, hello. Don't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
So that's my thing today. Okay, darling. I love you guys. God bless you all. And may God bless all of us. Help us guide us and lead us in the right direction, because we all need help. And the only one can help us is God. And you never stop praying. I don't care what nobody says. All this new religion knew that. I only know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's all I know.
Amen. Go right there.
That's right. That ends my sentence. I'm through with it.
Okay, Grandma. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, my darling. I love you guys. Stay well. Take care. Do the right thing all the time, always. Okay.
All right.
Bye,
love
my
you.
Darling.
Bye-bye. Yes, that's my grandma, y'all. I'm trying to find another picture of her, which I think y'all know I'm so proud of my grandmother's beauty that I, excuse me, I show pictures of her from time to time. And yeah, and now I've lost all of you. There you go. So, yes, Peggy, she was putting it in. I love her voice, too. Hate has caused many problems, but never solved one. And that is the truth. That is the truth. It's their world because we fell for it. Ever seen Gangs of New York? At one point, Irish and Italians were seen as less than black people. They fought. That's true. Every immigrant that's come to this country has gone through it. Miss Matthews says to you, Grandma, that she loves you too. We tried to get along. We're good at trying to create peace. And that is true. We are peaceful people. Because we're spiritual people. And God bless her, such a beautiful spirit. Thank you. Thank you. And in the words of Elin Harris and so many others, this too shall pass. It's true. It's true. This too shall pass. All things pass, good, bad, and indifferent. Things just change. What spirit, the white one or the one of our ancestors? Not sure what that is. I'm not sure what you mean by that right there, Miss DJ. So, we also have another call. So I will take this caller. 2800 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Girl, I'm still wiping tears from your grandmother. My name is Ivory Rose, and I'm from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hi, Ivory. Thank you so much.
Yes, this couldn't have been, the best call ever. I wasn't fortunate to have a grandmother. And even though I know this wasn't about grandma, I still have to talk about this. I never got to have a maternal grandmother or a paternal grandmother. So hearing her speak, and it would be 101 years old, my grandmother would be only like 94 if she was still living. So that wisdom was just so beautiful, so from God. And I market myself as the rose from the concrete garden, you know, being tough and mean, and that she just, in her words, just so soft and sweet and just telling me that I don't have to be that way, you know. And this is so spiritual. I don't know how many spiritual people is out there, but this is so heavy. So she was my grandmother today, and I thank you for sharing her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So I want to talk about the subject. We were talking about Martin Luther King. So I thank God for his leadership, you know, and I truly believe God has a leadership for me. And he didn't have fear. And you talk about how he, the woman said that he, it was kind of like he knew that his time was coming. So it was just like the Son of God, you know, Jesus, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, whatever,
Amen.
You know, we need to call him. But it was like he knew also that he had came and he done his mission. He served the people. And, of course, it was at a time of hatred, and like it is now also, it's just gotten greater. They just gotten sneakier with it and under, you know, trying to undermine us. But God has us, you know, he has the elect. We'll be able to see him. We'll be able to, you know, we just have to stay strong. But at the same time, you know, as a leader, you can't have fear. You have to go forward because at one point we all have to die. This is not our home. We, you know, we will be in heaven with the Father. So you, whatever purpose you have, you can't have fear. You have to move forward and stand strong. And hopefully we'll have, you know, unity. I pray for unity of our people all the time because it's just, we're just scattered everywhere. But I just thank God for being on this call. And I thank God for the winning team, Don Jr., for plugging me in. So God bless everybody.
God bless you, too. And, you know, first I want to say thank you for calling. Thank you for blessing us and reminding everyone, including me, how fortunate we are to have our elders and what a blessing it is and to be able to listen and receive a positive spiritual message. You know, it's so important. Also, I do get and 100% agree with your analogy that King and those like King who stand up for what they believe in spite of the fact that they know that they may die. They may be killed, you know. They are very much of the same, cut from the same cloth, and are godlike. They are
living their assignment.
Yes, they understood the assignment, and they are worthy of the assignment, you know.
Yes.
They are worthy of it. They get the assignment because, and you know what? That goes for all of us. We're all worthy of the assignment that we are given, even though we may not understand what it is in the moment, how important the things are that we do and that we say, what we believe and how we move is all a part of the assignment. And sometimes, you know, that voice inside you that says, something told me I should have, or something told me. Sometimes you listen to that voice and sometimes you don't. I believe that that is all a part of our assignment. You know? And some assignments are bigger than others. Some of us are called to greater things. You know? You calling right now is just a blessing. So I want to thank you for that. Also, for everybody listening, I just want to remind y'all that we are here every Saturday. Thank you so much for calling, dear. And I'm going to be looking out for her again, hopefully. Seemed like she hung up, though, but that's all right. She came in and said what she was supposed to say. We have this show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have this show or a similar show. And then on Sundays, I think at 6:30. I still haven't figured out the time. It's either 6. I think it's 6:30. I think it's from 6 to 8. I'm sorry, my bad. 6 to 8, Sunday Evening Shout, Gospel Music in the Basement with Javon. And that's just gospel music and spiritual uplifting talk and chat and mostly just music. Mostly just music. I'm going to ask right now, for those of you that pray, if you don't, that's okay too, you know? I'm going to ask that you say a prayer for our country and for everybody who has ever seen this show, watched this show, has been a part of this show, and that this show continues to go on. Pray for me, and I would ask for special prayers for our sister Therese. And I'm feeling some kind of way right now. So I want to, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling some kind of way. And so I'm gonna play a song that I'm thinking about since it's heavy on my mind. And it's called Even Me. Let's do that.
Friend, mercy, you sure. Lord, you still use me.
Yes, yes, yes. That's actually one of my favorite songs. It just reminds me that yeah, even me. And when we think about Martin Luther King, he was, you know, a man, period. And from what I understand, definitely had his faults, his misgivings. But he did what he was chosen to do. It's amazing. So I'm not sure whether or not Rezzy's coming back, but what I'm going to do, what I'm finna do right now is put my mother on the phone. My mother's probably like, what? Why me? Because you listening and you there. Hi, Mom.
Hey, daughter.
You don't sound too good.
You hear my voice. I just want to say I'm so proud of my mother coming on and what she had to say. And yes. I agree with her completely.
Well,
and I'm proud
yeah.
of her, and I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. That's all I can say. You know, I'm not good with words. I'm not good to talk.
Okay, Mom. I got to check on you when I get off of here and find out what's, because I spoke to you last night and you sound much better than you sound today. So
I feel okay. I just
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Love you.
Love you more. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's the Armstrong Family Hour. Yo, I don't know. Let's do some music and see if Rez is coming back. And yeah. Do some music. Let's see what's going on. How about this? I'm feeling a little bit like this. Some of y'all too young to know that. Maybe.
Down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. We've never been held down before. I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing stand in your way. Won't you listen to every word I say, every word I say. No stopping now. We're on the
together, make it survive. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Wow. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing go. No, no, no. The movement, the movement, the movement, yeah, yeah, the movement, 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 movement.
Just as fine as she can be.
are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's gonna get attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's real, she's full, she's tight. Got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's full. She's Dr. Classy, oh, sex is fancy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's old, she's sexy.
What we need is for everybody to tell somebody about the show, about this show, about when we come on, about the link. If you have not already subscribed to our YouTube page, please do it. Jesus, I can't speak English anymore. Please subscribe. Yes, the backing vocals, James Ingram, Phil Perry, and Howard Hewitt. Insanity right there. Please tell somebody about this show. Subscribe and share as often as you think about it. And, you know, if nobody told you that you're important, that you're special today, that's okay. Nobody should have to tell you. Just know it. For the mere simple fact that you are still amongst the living. And I'll tell you a secret. You're all, each and every one of you, special and important to me. So I dare you to disbelieve me, because I'm telling you the truth. And with that, going to end the show. Please join us Wednesday night. I don't know if we have a special guest Wednesday night. I think we do. I think our special guest is an actor. Oh, speaking of actors, last night I was on a Zoom call and I was watching a show called The Aggressives, a movie called The Aggressives. The movie came out like in 2005, I believe, or 2004, something like that. And it chronicles six masculine identified lesbians in the this is during the 1996 to 2004 period. It was really, really good. They are about to release, they're working on now, an update on these young ladies. If you think about it, the movie is very similar to Paris is Burning. It does show the ball scene, but it's from these masculine-identified lesbian perspectives. If you can, check it out. Thank you, Misty. Thank you. If you can, check it out. You know, watch it. It's about an hour, a little bit over an hour long, hour and 15 minutes. It's like a docudrama that follows these six people for about 5 years. And what I would like to do is invite the director onto the show. So it just doesn't make sense to have him come on the show if everybody didn't watch the movie. So please, let's watch the movie. I'll see if it's on YouTube, and then maybe we can do something similar to what I experienced last night, where we can all watch the movie together, because it's really good. Very interesting, and then we can have him on afterwards. But it's a little better if everybody just watched the movie, and then you know, we could just have him on. The name of the movie is The Aggressives. Putting it in the chat, and his name is Daniel Peddle. So if you can find it, please do. And then that way, when he comes on, and yeah, maybe we can do a watch party on Facebook or something like that. But that might work. That might be interesting. And either way, I'm going to connect with him and then see, you know, what the best way to do it. And yeah. And in the meanwhile, everybody have a good, safe weekend. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Sunday evening shout. We'll do some gospel music and a little chit-chat if you want, but mostly gospel music because it just refreshes and reinvigorates and lightens my spirit and my soul. So everybody, have a good one. Have a good one. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Mesa, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It is Leon. It's right, Leon, with some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
brunch in the basement with Javon and Jarrett. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send you some cologne, just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really nice.
Oh god.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.